So why don't you introduce yourself to us?
My name is Jack Dudich. I was abroad in Heidelberg, Germany, fall 2 years ago, which would be fall 2019.
Cool. So do you want to walk us through a typical day while you were in Germany?
Yeah. So I'd wake up in my apartment about a mile or two from the downtown, and I'd start my day off with some toast and some Nutella. Nutella is something I never really had until I was in Germany, and it became very, very quickly one of my favorite spreads on bread. Chocolate is amazing, and that just made it much better, even though it's hazelnut. And I would go into the city via a bus, which took lots of time getting used to the schedule, but it eventually became second nature. And I would do class for about 2 hours or so. It wasn't anything crazy. And then I would go to the brewery that I worked at. I worked at a brewery there called Klosterhof, which was about, I don't know, a 15-minute bus ride from downtown. Me and one of my classmates worked there, and we got paid in beer to make beer. It was pretty good deal there.
What was it like working at a brewery abroad? That seems really awesome.
Oh, it was a very interesting experience. I mean, not only did we learn how to make beer, which is something I like beer, and learning how to make it was pretty cool, but as well, just the people there made my experience a lot better. Like, one of my best friends from abroad is Ilya. He's from Russia, but he worked at the brewery with me. And we stay in touch all the time. We call here and there, and like, him and I became really good friends. And as well, the workers there, they always made lunch for me. Mm-hmm. And the other person who worked there with me. And we just always had the craziest foods that I never would have experienced if I didn't, you know, work at the brewery.
Yeah. Did it kind of make you feel like a local working at the brewery?
Very much made me feel like a local. They got me, you know, when the people did tours, I was responsible for telling them, you know, this is what happens. And like, German's my minor, but I'm not that proficient. So it was definitely touch and go. You know, we sold beer whenever we were open. So if someone came and rang the doorbell, I'd be the person to go and sell them beer. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, like where are you from and such. And mostly they're from the area, but sometimes we get people from out of the area and I would be like, oh, I'm also from out of the area. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was a great experience and it was definitely fun drinking the beer you made. And it was really good beer. It's like not to get into beer, but it wasn't filtered or anything like that. Mm-hmm. So it was very flavorful. And we had like a few unique limited time brands or like specialties, like the Luke Skywalker, Luke Rywalker, which is like a Lucas was one of the guys who worked there, and he made like a really dark beer. Besides our dark beer, and then we had like a Hoffenfuchs, which is like a red ale type of beer. It was really good. I don't know, it was a really cool experience.
Do you think it helped you a lot with your German? Like you said, it's your minor, so I'm sure being immersed in that culture like really helped your proficiency.
Yeah, no, it really helped my proficiency. I mean, they like to speak English as well, but a lot of times they just, in, you know, instinctual response, they say things in German. So the sooner they said things in German, like the faster they said it, like I had to get used to speaking and responding very quickly in German because I had to process their language that they were saying, and just to respond in German was easier than like processing it and then thinking English and then going back to German. So it really helped my German skills. Yeah.
Yeah, that's so awesome. So your friend, the Ilya that you still keep in contact with, were you studying abroad for the same amount of time or did you come in after? Like, did you guys have almost
He was doing 6 months in Germany because he is becoming a brewmaster at the time.
Oh, wow.
So he was already working at the brewery for a few months by the time I got there. And he left about a few weeks before I ended up leaving and I was there for about 4 months. So he was a little bit more familiar with things there. But him as well as my other friends there went downtown all the time to like bars afterwards. Mm-hmm. We a lot of times, you know, since we got paid in beer, we would just take, you know, they were sold in liters, so we'd take a liter or two with us. You know, we'd either drink it at a bar or we'd share it with some friends, and it was a nice day.
That's interesting that you can bring like, your own beer into other bars. Like, well, that's a funny experience.
I wouldn't say all bars. There is a student-run bar close to where my apartment is. And it's run by students, only open on like Sundays and like Wednesdays. Really strange times.
Yeah.
But they're run by students, so they don't really care if you bring in stuff. But because you end up going to buy stuff there, and it's pretty cheap. It's like a euro for a beer.
Okay.
It's really really cheap. But yeah, one time we were there, and I have several German friends besides Ilya. I mean, Ilya's Russian, but I have some other friends like Jan and Paola. And one time we were there, and Paola walks in, and she's got like a black eye, her lips all busted up, like her arms wrapped up, and I mean, quite frankly, she just seemed like she got mugged.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, and you know, I asked Paola, like, you know, like what happened, and she tells me, well, you know those little holes in the road? I'm like, I mean, like the manhole covers, and she's like, yeah, well, I was walking, and I just fell in one.
Oh my god.
And I was there for like 2-3 hours. I don't remember much of it. My other friend Leah was right next to her, and she's like, yeah, like I was supposed to meet up with her, and I could hear she was on the phone like when this happened, and like so I had to like track her down, and eventually like, I found her, and she got banged up, but she's fine now. And I was like, wow, Paola, that's crazy, and you're here right now at the bar. And she's like, oh, I'm okay. And they're like, oh, you were in the paper today, like you were the girl who fell in like the manhole. And we're like, yeah, like you were the girl who fell in the manhole.
That's crazy. Fun times at the student bar, I guess.
Oh, like, yeah.
Crazy story.
It was a great time because, like, it was fun that we could also, like, bring beer that we drank with friends. But it was also fun because everyone there was our age, mm-hmm. and, like, in college. And, like, everyone was pretty mature drinkers. So, like, things, like, were fun and never got out of hand.
Yeah, that's such a great environment to be in. It sounds like such an awesome experience, both, like, working at a brewery and being a part of this, like, student bar scene. Yeah.